I'm not sure how, if that's a word.
But it's the one that goes like, whoa. That's my theremin. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you're not here. I did not actually bring a theremin into the room. That was me.
That was an amazing
sounding like a theremin. There is no theremin in the room.
You would. There is a theremin in the room. It could be the royal we too.
That's the thing. Maybe at the beginning of Star Trek.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Well, listeners, raise a glass because that's what we are doing right now.
Right now.
Cheers.
Clink.
We are here in the Hey You Know It studio with the hosts of ABC Gotham, yay, Kate and Kathleen.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having us back. We love doing the show.
Excited. Yeah. It took us too long to get you guys back.
I know.
Over a year, right?
Yeah. Ooh. I would like to say we've been working so hard on our podcast.
We have.
So you have.
We have been working. Really long episodes.
They have. They don't come out weekly, but they are packed full of delicious content.
And what? Yeah. So you guys, they do the alphabet from A to Z, right? And all topics about New York. So which are you on, the third alphabet right now?
This is still the second go-round. Okay. We just recorded episode J about Jane Jacobs.
Awesome.
I'll be editing and posting that before the weekend is over.
I bet that's a meaty episode.
Yes, yeah. There's a lot to it.
It's really funny because this season, the episodes are much longer. There's a lot more that goes into it. Of course, it's the season that I'm editing.
Oh, yeah.
Not okay. Kathleen.
Wasn't that clever how I did that?
Yes.
I like your style.
As we get better at this, it's Kate's turn to edit.
Yeah. So it's my fault if there are, like, editing
any
problems, I guess.
Any boo-boos or any legs or anything.
That's me.
Well, you're a better woman than I am.
Right, you've been free from the editing burden.
I've done 4 episodes.
I've done 4.
Four episodes.
And it's taken me, the first one took me 18 hours.
Wow.
And then I went down to 12.
But folks, it was amazing. She edited the hell out of this episode.
It was flawless.
I kept deleting things and trying to find them. It was awful. Jaquetta's just better at this kind of stuff.
But
that
the
I feel.
More you do it, you know,
exactly
the more
it.
You do it, the faster
right.
it gets. So
right.
it would go from 18 hours to 14 hours to 10 hours to like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and she knows how guilty I feel. So whenever she needs something, she just sighs. I'm like, I will do it. But Kate and Kathleen have brought us a bottle of tasteful white wine,
yes,
which we are enjoying
on a
warm summer day.
Which we almost opened with a shoe.
We tried our best.
It did not happen.
Mm-mm.
All right, so since we have guests here, and these guests, not only have they bought us a bottle of wine, but they've also bought us some hashtag penis news.
So let's kick it off with the penis news.
Yeah.
As Katie said, ooh, excellent, a wine and penis pairing.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I like it.
Yes.
Pair as well with
so
something white.
I heard about this story on another podcast I listen to called Godless Bitches about women who are atheists.
I like this one. Is that on YouTube? Oh, not YouTube, sorry.
I think they're Podbean.
Podbean.
Like us.
Nice.
Yay, Podbean.
Godless Bitches.
I actually wrote to them and I was like, I'm getting an error message that I've gotten with my own show. Maybe give me a call and I'll help you fix it. Podbean's great, but not flawless. Godless Bitches told us about this story. So this is a little over a year ago, February of 2013. William Lee Blakely was arrested for masturbating in public.
What? Okay. That hits your public nudity.
Right, right.
Semi-nudity.
So this is actually not like a rare thing. People are arrested for masturbation a lot. There are 2 details that make it worthy of Hey You Know It.
Okay.
Is there food involved?
No, thank God.
Or feet?
Oh, God, no. No food.
And no feet.
He was masturbating out his open car window while driving at 90 miles an hour on the interstate.
Talented.
Oh. Yes!
Because I
right?
get, once I get over 75, I really have to keep both hands on the wheel and off my penis.
Yeah.
This is too difficult.
Yes, one of the comments was, have you ever tried spitting out the window at 90 miles an hour? It comes right back in at you.
Oh,
and the
right.
other point that is interesting is he was a former vice mayor of the Tennessee town of Mount Carmel.
Get
wow.
out.
What happened to him?
Ah.
He became aroused by the highway. Like.
This is his thing, apparently.
Driving fast and masturbating?
You,
wow.
Right? I don't know if you meant that as a joke, but in fact, those are, yes.
I'm going to write Dan Savage and see if that kink has the name.
I would be interested. Yes. The story says a former Mount Carmel alderman and vice mayor who was arrested last week He faces counts of exposing himself, reckless endangerment, and aggravated assault.
Who saw it at the 90 miles per hour?
With police saying they received 26 separate reports.
Wow. There must have been some penis.
Right?
At that speed, to be like, that is definitely a penis.
Yeah. My question is, out the window?
How is he hitting the gas and,
maybe he has hook dick. We've talked about that.
If he looks over the door,
maybe he hooked the left. He just stuck it up by the window.
Wow.
And it somehow got out.
So, he must be doing like a bit of a bridge, like he's on the thing.
You got it! No one else guessed that! Are you a yoga person?
Not really.
He was doing a bridge?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. And driving with his feet?
So his kink is yoga, driving fast, and masturbating in public? It has to be all three of those things to make it work?
It's like a perfect storm.
How old was he?
30.
He's 30. And how tall is he? Do we know?
We don't know. The important factor that you are all forgetting about, perhaps because you are not drivers, cruise control.
But can you do cruise control at 90 miles
I guess
hour?
So.
I guess
you could set it for whatever you want.
I'm sorry. I've obviously never had a really nice car.
Set it for whatever.
Cruise control.
But still, if it's cruise control, okay, so your foot doesn't have to be on the gas anymore. But still, when I do like 60, I have both hands on the wheel.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
And 90 miles per hour is really, really, really fast. Like, you really need to be controlling your vehicle with both hands.
And is it through a town or a straight, desert highway?
Let me see.
I put him on the highway at 90 miles per hour, I hope.
Yeah. On a highway at 90 miles per hour, yes. So what he would do is he would swerve in front of women and brake abruptly, and they would be, what the hell, and have to swerve out of the way.
And in time to see his pee-pee?
Well, it gets all complicated.
Okay.
So he forced this woman out of her lane of travel, pulled in front of her car, slammed on his brakes. When she sped away, Blakely reportedly gave chase, repeatedly swerving his pickup towards her car.
It's a
pickup!
Oh, yeah, it gets better.
Oh, my God.
According to court records, Blakely arched his back to expose his genitalia, which he was fondling from behind the wheel of his vehicle.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if... I think I might slow down. let's see the show. Because, obviously, at this point, I know what he's doing.
Right. He wasn't subtle. He would gesture at women before he whipped it out and
he's
all that.
Let's see what's going on at 90 miles per hour.
I got some really funny comments.
I love the comments.
After this was posted, a lot of people, still a better romance than Twilight.
Wow.
This was a year ago. Twilight was a little more in there.
Yeah.
He was too fast, too furiously masturbating.
I like that one.
At least he wasn't texting while driving.
That's right.
True. He didn't hit anyone.
Where's that PSA? Endangerment or something, but no one was actually injured.
He's a good driver.
Because he's focused. He's totally focused on what he's doing.
He's focused. And the last one is, I'm sensing a mental health issue, but clearly there's nothing wrong with his ability to multitask.
Nice.
Yes. So let's give props where props are due.
Yeah.
Right. Was he trying to?
And also, let's not forget it. He was 30 years old and he was a mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he had ambition.
And he was very accomplished.
In the palm of his hand. He had everything.
That's so crazy.
Oh, wow.
That is.
Yeah.
I think it was a pickup truck, so he was.
So he
missed the meaning
tired.
Of pickup. It's like, well, it's called a pickup truck. So
here I go.
Yeah.
Right.
Ladies. So crazy.
Get ready.
We were just in, Katie and I were just in California, and we were talking about how everyone's texting and doing other things in the car.
Right.
I didn't see anyone beating off, though.
They're more subtle.
I find that the longer I'm in New York, the less I drive, the more careful I am when I do drive.
Yes.
Because it's like, look what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I have this death machine.
That's it. And I think people who do it a lot get better at it, much like editing podcasts.
Yeah. Right.
So they can be a little more relaxed, so they can throw in a little texting or a little masturbating.
I know. Now I'm like, how long did he practice this? How long
did he find a closed course?
Probably started at maybe 15 miles an hour, just doing a simple downward dog.
Yeah,
right. And
then progress to warrior
on the
car.
Yeah. Downward dog.
It's
when
I taught my siblings how to drive, we went to this empty parking lot and we would
drive.
Weren't
you scared out of your mind?
In an empty parking
Teaching
lot?
Them, yeah.
No, okay. It was power. I had power.
And when you're learning, you're going 3 miles an hour and you're terrified
out of
your mind.
So maybe he was driving around a parking lot masturbating by himself, I gotta get this second out of the Let's get all the kinks out.
Maybe it was just a little gentle, like, stimulation first.
Yeah. Right. I feel like in the story they said women weren't really reporting this because it was so bizarre, no one would believe them. They would just call their girlfriends and be like, you won't believe what happened.
I would definitely call Katie right away. Yeah. Oh, like, one might not even happen. I'd probably try to get a picture.
Yes.
If possible, get
a little video. And, but then, if he doesn't get reported, he's like, well, maybe the chicks are into it, or for whatever reason, so he gets more and more brazen, and he develops his skill that way.
He's probably been doing this for 3-4 months.
Years.
You think he's been working on this for years?
Yeah. But this dates back to the marriage.
I wonder if women know they're like between the hours of 6 and 8 on Highway 47.
Right.
Just drive slow. Look for a pickup.
Wow. I'm thinking about what if you got set up on a blind date, and then you go to the restaurant, and you're like, I've already seen you.
I know you.
And it's not impressive. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome penis news.
Yeah,
it is amazing.
That's penis on the go. Penis on the move.
Motor penis.
The member on the move. I like it.
Awesome. The member in motion.
Yes, member in motion. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You guys are the best guests.
Oh, yes.
Penis news.
I'm just glad I had a venue to share that in.
Doing our job for us.
Yeah, I guess that, with your podcast, you can't pick penis.
You know, we tried to figure out a way to work that story in, and just
somehow didn't work.
I mean, it's Tennessee. For a urology board?
That would
be, like, something.
All right, so. Maybe W could be, like, weird crimes.
Weird crimes.
And it could just be.
Or X for exposure.
Oh, we've already got an X.
But X's are hard to think
X's
of.
X's are
keep
hard
that in mind.
Exposure.
We're definitely doing your R.
As a male.
No, I have advice.
True male.
Advice.
So advice on advice is a segment that we do where we find advice on the internet that frankly stinks.
And it's unqualified.
Yeah. And we improve upon it by giving our advice on advice. Hence, #advice on advice.
That's right.
I think you don't need to be qualified to be an advice columnist.
No.
I think Dan Savage was saying that.
No one
if you get this gig.
From giving advice on advice.
But Dan Savage was saying you can get it. You could just do it.
I mean, he said something like they were all advice columnists don't really like each other because they're all theoretically gunning for each other's jobs. And like, once you're an advice columnist, you hang on to that.
I found out through a friend that Martin Luther King used to do advice. Before he did And some of it was kind of salacious. Anyway, so let's hear
I got some also. I'm trying to get some. I found some with Joan Crawford. Giving advice, but they're all archived like from a newspaper, so I'm having a hard time getting it printed.
And microfiche.
But when I do, listeners and everybody,
we're going to do it in character. All right, what's today's advice?
It's I Ching.
Sweet. I Ching. So that's why we have the wine.
Yes. Hello, I Ching. I'm 33 and have dated half of New York City.
Really?
Wow.
And I'm tired of it.
So are you.
Should be.
We should set her up with the masturbating speeder.
Right? This guy?
Finally, I've met someone I really like. He's smart, funny, cute guy. He's passionate in bed, but totally vanilla. Wow. I, on the other hand, have a kinky streak and don't know if I can maintain
a pistachio.
I can maintain an interest in a guy. I've never even tried things that I consider part of a modern sexual repertoire.
I feel like she has like a menu.
Please don't tell me I must introduce him to some new positions or bring toys into it. He's in his late 30s and should know by now, right? Should I give him a book? Should I give him the boot because he lacks a dirty mind? Signed, Fly By Night.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. Where to begin?
Then, Miss Fly. Alas, sex is so tedious in 2008. That the long-established custom dictating that when a lady gives a gentleman the boot, she should also give him a few thwacks of her riding crop has all but disappeared. So prime him. The chap is not a mind reader. Tell him what you like. Cram him full with detail over dinner.
Excuse me, Eugene is deep in our pubs on this one. Yeah.
Cram him full.
Yeah.
Wow.
If the dude is in no condition to stand up after dessert, you've done your job.
Huh? What happened here? Did she read the
She's like, take him out to dinner and tell him.
But then
cram him full. And whip him with your crop.
With your crop.
And if he can't stand up, then you're done.
Is that like, her whole point? That's the advice? Is that the whole
that's
advice?
The whole
this
advice.
Has got to be the worst aging. Scraping a bottle of
aging. Wow. It's been bad, but this is
I mean, okay, here's what I think. First of all, this advice stinks. But second of all, just to ask the guy, like, a lot of guys are not that adventurous. Mm-hmm. It depends on who he's been with in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just start him out slow. Yeah. Or I'm not saying go straight to butt plugs, and, like, you know, and wire.
It's okay if he can still stand up after dessert.
But, like, what's wrong with giving him a book or, you know, making a suggestion?
He might no teach idea. Him. She doesn't want to teach him. She just wants this guy to be a full package, like, ready to go.
Yeah.
He's smart, funny, cute, and passionate. And so he doesn't know a few tricks. You have to tell him. You have to teach him or make it part of
the
thing.
I mean, look, she might be opening up Pandora's box on this one, though, something.
Right,
maybe
right.
trying to hold back.
I was just saying, he's probably got his own kinks going on, and he's like...
But he got burned early in his love life or something like that, and, oh, you want to do that? No, girl likes that, and then that's it.
If you do the wrong thing, then everyone's all freaked out. Mm-hmm, and it's like the party's over.
Yeah, right. So, oh, gosh. So he's holding back, and then as soon as she's like, I'd like to try a couple of, you know, these new things. Or things
two
I've
decades
done.
Of
and he's like thinking cracking comes out.
That's when she like finds the like secret dungeon in his closet.
He's got like 8 or 9 Hannibal Lecter masks in different colors and flavors.
And he's like furiously dusting them. Like, hello.
I know.
Someday I'll find the right woman.
Finally. He's got like a weird chair with moving parts.
I just can't believe she has right in the question. Please don't tell me.
Yes.
To tell him what I want.
Yeah. He should just know.
He should know.
He should just know.
Yeah.
So, deal breaker, right?
Boom.
No.
E.G., really?
Wow.
There's two women here who are like,
but this is E.G.'s day off, I feel like. Like, this is like E.G.'s maid came and was like,
E.G.'s
huh?
back up.
Right. Just answer it real fast.
Yeah.
And get it on the desktop. Next.
E.G.'s maid is like, take him out to dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. Cram him.
Candlelight.
I've seen her say cram before. I'll put it in.
It's a cram. Oh. Cram him full with detail over dinner.
Oh, no. This is really bad advice. This is really bad advice.
Yeah.
It's probably the worst advice.
Yeah.
But New York City. Just remember, ladies, when you do your podcast.
Sure.
Yeah. You can do advice. Advice.
We should do advice at the end of every episode.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to listen straight through, but sometimes we have little, like,
after the credits.
Outtakes. We'll have after the credits.
We always do. I wonder if people listen.
I don't know.
I have no idea if people listen.
I hope you guys have listened. But maybe what we do is don't do outtakes anymore. We just do, like, weird...
A small piece of advice.
Like, a piece of really crappy advice.
And then you
advice.
Can be like, do it. The more you know. Yeah. When I was watching TV, which I rarely do, it was like a network thing. And at in the break, some woman comes on and goes, are you snacking? Have you ever seen this?
No.
What? Yeah.
This is in the California market. Maybe it's just but you've seen it, too. Are you snacking? And this woman, she's a healthy woman. I mean, she's what I think a regular size. I'm like a size 10, size 12, or whatever. But she is stuffed in to a pair of jeans, and she's got on 8 pairs of spikes. You can tell she can't move.
She's just like
the only thing that can move is from the chin.
So it's just like a magician's, like a mannequin, like
She's like
ventriloquist.
Might have just been a mannequin.
They could put someone else's head on top of her. Yeah. And she asks, "Are you snacking?" And then she admonishes you if you are snacking and tells you you shouldn't snack during her crappy TV show. And then she goes away. It's so bizarre.
Wow.
I think it was on ABC or NBC or something. Who is this woman?
I saw it the last time when we were in California. Kathleen and I both went to a wedding.
So it's a California thing.
Mm-hmm. And I saw it on our TV in our hotel.
Like, fuck you.
And then keep eating.
I feel like I'm going to go get some chicken now.
I'd be like, I think I need a pizza by myself.
But she looks so uncomfortable. Like, she's not super thin, which is fine, but she looks very uncomfortable. Like, she's definitely a size 10.5, and she's in a pair of size 10 jeans.
They packed her in.
And like a Slim Fast commercial, where they don't let them move.
Yeah.
Right? They don't let Rowley Bertinelli turn to the side. Right? You know what I mean? Right. Like, they don't let the Kardashian move in any direction, because you'll see they're about to pop out of everything. They're so into it.
Yeah.
It was so bizarre. Are you snacking?
I would be so if I saw that. I'd be like, are you kidding? Are you kidding me? You're in my house and you're telling me.
And I saw it a bunch of times. Yeah. Like, it kept coming on. Every time I turned TV, I was like, oh, it's that weird commercial.
I'm not snacking.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Weird, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I've seen a version of it here in New York. Not with her, but I've seen a commercial that's like a New Yorker woman. Well, it's just like,
are you friggin' eating right now?
Yeah.
You having a pie right now?
Yeah.
She'll be trailed. She goes outside and people recognize her in daylight. They're gonna beat her.
I'm gonna ask, are you eating?
If you are eating now as you listen to this podcast, you keep right on eating.
Yeah, keep right on eating.
Yeah, we're eating.
We're eating. Yeah. I have an interesting thing here, some reality TV stuff. I don't know if you guys watch a lot of TV. I don't. But while I was away, I did because I got bored.
Oh, you did.
And I had DirecTV, which I've never had before. And apparently DirecTV has like 8,000 million channels. So I saw this Game Show Network thing. And they have a new show coming on. I just want to make sure that if you guys are okay with this, it's you might want to apply for it. It's a GSM premiere new matchmaking series called It Takes a Church.
Wow.
I know this is right up your alley. They had an upfront presentation in New York. It's a TV show sponsored by Christian Mingle.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
which
great.
To me, it just sounds like a funny name.
Christian Mingle.
Christian Mingle.
It's very lightweight.
Yeah, yeah. Christian Mingle.
Yeah, but the idea is that, you know, God is going to pick for
God's
you.
God's match mm-hmm. for you.
But why does God charge $29.99?
Is that how much it costs?
Whatever.
Times are tough.
Yeah. Times are tough, It takes a church. So basically, it's hosted by a Grammy nominee and multi-Dove Award winner, Natalie Grant. It features Christian congregations across the country who play a matchmaker in a competition to help unattached fellow parishioners find their partner. Hmm. So unbeknownst to these lovely people who are just going to church to find God or whatever, mm-hmm. they're going to end up on the show, and the people in their congregation are going to try to match them with someone else.
If you have a church and they want a photo of you, do not give
don't
it to
ask
them.
For it.
If they ask you to sign something,
do not sign it.
That's almost as bad. Do you know the new reality show that comes out where they're just marrying you, like the first episode?
I have a thing about that.
Oh, you do?
As well.
Yeah.
No, tell me what you've heard.
What is this?
So, Kathleen and I both agree to be on the show, and which we haven't,
sure.
but as an example.
Let's say
we agree to be on the show. And so we would just, before we even see each other, just get married. The minute you meet, you get married.
First sight.
Yeah. And then you just try to work through.
Yeah.
No.
So it's
the problem or two. That
so it's an adaptation from a hit Danish show. It will center on six brave souls who agree to legally marry. I don't even know what that means. But who legally marry the first moment they meet.
Yeah.
In a bid to cut through crowded, unscripted landscape, Married at First Sight, six people will meet, and then they'll have 10 one-hour episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
They have never met each other before. They haven't been married before. And they will follow the classic lifestyle stories of the newlyweds, from honeymoon to early nesting to other relatable events. After
babies.
Several weeks, they have to decide, do they remain together or decide to separate?
Wow.
I saw some of the the pictures of the people who were on there.
I did too, yeah.
And because they show there's like a mixed race couple.
Uh-huh.
What a shock. So it's six like fairly decent people who have had apparently no luck and are so hard up that they're willing to just...
Get married.
I'm just going to do this thing.
At the behest of the A&E.
Yeah.
Which used to be, you know what A&E stands for, right? I think
it's Arts and Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It used to be like PBS.
It should be SS for Sideshow.
It's like trashy Bravo now.
Right.
And Bravo's pretty trashy.
Assholes in entertainment. There's another one that I found, too. I'll just throw this in as well. It's called Dating Naked.
Which really tells you everything.
Yes. Well, there's no surprises.
So there's already Naked and Afraid, which is dropped two bare-ass people off in a place to survive for a month. So Dating Naked, it's basically exactly what it is. Two people agree to go on a date. The date is butt naked. Two contestants, a guy and a girl, come to an exotic locale, hopefully warm.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not like icing.
Like,
and they go on three dates with three different people. Naked. In between the dates, the contestants and their suitors hang out in the jungle villa, naked, where there are beds and, you know, it's clothing optional, and they encourage the contestants to do the obvious. On the final day, two contestants decide who they want to see again. So that's it. The first episode, they got a 23-year-old who looks like an extra from the Jersey Shore, which I think is racist slang for Guido.
Yeah.
He has to choose between a 33-year-old woman named Wee Wee, who has no clue why she's single. And an impossibly skinny Israeli girl who says she doesn't think too much. But who Joe describes as the kind of girl who you bring home, but not to your mom. It's a personality being look set up, and it plays out how you think it might be. So
they basically
get to spend, you know, 3 days together.
Naked.
That's just...
So the activities, when I did my research, the activities were body painting. Look, I've been married for a while. You know, that's kind of an intimate activity.
Yeah.
And then just other, like, you know, nude activities, you know, coffee,
Badminton.
Badminton. I can't.
Well, that sounds awful.
Yeah. But they say the worst thing about these shows is so they bait you with the nudity thing. But as if any of you have ever watched any of these shows, after 5 minutes, you forgot they're naked.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just annoying people again.
Yeah.
And they're
yeah.
a little bit grosser yeah. than average.
Yeah, because you've seen everything.
But yeah, the novelty is over. And now we're still back to who these people
yeah,
are.
It's down to yeah. personality.
Oh, so, hair yeah. on your back, huh?
Yep.
Oh, a lot of moles, huh?
Yeah. Dating.
Oh, God.
Ew.
I think yeah. I'll skip yes. that one. Yeah. I watch a lot of TV, but I'm going to skip that one.
I didn't. I avoided Naked and Afraid, but and then I watched it. It was actually interesting because I like I said, the nudity part disappears.
Yeah.
And it just becomes a survival show about, you know, two people trying to survive on an island. This sounds like a hot mess. I mm-hmm. don't think I'm going to watch nude dating or whatever.
No.
So.
Wow.
No.
Yeah. Gross.
Gross. Yeah.
Like a boring concept.
USA.
Made a little extra gross.
Well, that's what I said. Eventually.
Oh, it's on USA?
No, I'm just saying USA.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
go
USA.
I think eventually they're going to make nudity very, very boring. And now we're going to have to just rip off our skin or something next. Like, there's not going to be anything. Because it's supposed to be erotic. But when it's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of, we recently got HBO for free.
Oh, we're about to get it too. Thank goodness.
Yes. And.
Game of Thrones.
I watched Game of Thrones, I watched True Blood, I watched like a bunch of shows. But I'm totally immune to the nudity at this mm-hmm. point. And mm-hmm. it's hot nudity. Like
yeah,
they're very good
Game
of
Thrones. Yeah, there's yeah. a lot of hot yeah. but it gets
True
old.
Blood. It gets old. And I stopped seeing the nudity.
Katie,
it doesn't I for the True Blood, we got Alcide and Eric. That doesn't get old.
Oh, have you seen a recent True Blood?
Yeah.
There's like the scene, sorry for a spoiler, where Jason and Eric are like making out.
Oh my God.
I was like, all right, this has gotten a lot better this
season. That's unusual.
That
you
was
only see
amazing.
Stuff like that. Like, I've seen some gay make out in Game yeah. of Thrones. That's pretty much it.
Well, that's the thing is, I was watching Game of Thrones and I just wasn't paying attention to nudity anymore. There's one part where two guys are having sex on the show and I'm just kind of watching it. And Jay comes home and he's like, do I need to leave you alone with the board?
That's the thing. It becomes, it's desensitizing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what's the difference? I mean, everyone is, like, into the whole, like, lesbian thing or the straight
that's
couples.
Old.
Now we need to see the gay guys.
We're seeing it.
Yeah.
Game mm-hmm. and apparently this
True Blood. Yeah.
And pretty soon no one will care about that.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, they'll have to go back to, like, story.
Wait, it was that's Jason it, but, and Eric, but if Alcide yeah. were in there, that would be... Be better for
I know you'll know it's over when the
take
people are no longer
True Blood
fit.
People.
Yeah,
when it's like
which is a normal
fat
person.
Gay guys having sex on TV. It's like now nobody cares. You know, like regular people.
Then what's yeah. going to be left? What's going to be interesting or what'll be the
people
twist?
Have to write story again.
Oh, man, that's
everyone's
going to
put their clothes back on.
Yes, mm-hmm. and act.
And act. It's going to be all scripted again.
Yeah.
Like, this
uh-huh.
is refreshing.
Yeah. This is refreshing. All right, okay. What do you got there? That seems weird.
Couple of things here. This is, a little bit of news about Cinema.
Katie saw Cinema.
Mm. Cinema, excuse me, is the band that has generously provided us with our intro, outro
yeah,
music.
If you've listened to our intro and outro, then you've enjoyed their music for free.
Yeah. So it's time for you to go
Katie
see them. They have been on tour with Black Flag all summer, and they have more dates that go through July and August.
Cool. Because they release new dates as well, right?
Yeah, they release the new dates.
Awesome.
And they go through August 2nd.
Nice.
You gotta get them, go out and see them. I went to see them when I was in Nashville, and I was able to get tickets and go and see them. And, man, they were great. Black Flag was amazing. Mm-hmm. And the whole scene was very entertaining with the mosh pit and...
Did you get near the mosh pit?
I didn't get near the mosh pit.
Katie was arrested in the mosh pit. Oh my. She crushed two skulls in the mosh
pit. Man,
she
can't be nude in the mosh pit.
Right. Yeah. There was a lot of shirtless people in the mosh pit. And,
dudes, right?
Yeah. Oh, dudes and women.
They were shirtless ladies.
No. They had their shirts on.
That's a lot of balls.
I was once in a mosh pit and I got my shirt ripped. And so I was like, I'm not doing it again.
Because I like my shirt.
You're like, the shirt, that's where I draw the line.
You're like, my eyeliner smudged them out. Stop. I think I saw a mosh pit once, and I think I left, like, the whole thing. Like, the concert.
The whole
like,
event.
I'm done.
Oh, no.
That's it.
It was a neat venue, and there was, you know, the main floor of the stage, and then there was two staircases that went up to another floor, and you can just walk around, and... So I got a great vantage point on these steps, so I could see down into the mosh pit and watch everything. And I watched all the bouncers try to corral everybody, and they threw out probably 8 or 9 people
from the pit or from the place.
From the pit, from the place
wow.
in general.
So they just picked them up and like
basically they just were like, they take them out and take them right out the door.
It must be a bouncer's nightmare because people are doing this on purpose. but you got to look out for gropers or assault.
There's some kind of like communal okayness about
it. It is okay.
Right.
No, because there's a perimeter, and the bouncers make sure the perimeter's walls are respected, so they can't go into the rest of the crowd.
But I mean, with the people in there, they're not everyone's trying to hurt each other.
No, they just bouncing off each other.
I've never understood this, and I lived through the 90s.
Yeah, well, it was fun, entertaining, great music. Cinema was amazing, and I watched everybody in the audience. Like, they went for Black Flag, you know, but they got introduced to Cinema, and they were nodding. They were like, oh, my God, these guys. They were talking to each other. These guys are great. They really.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
So,
did you get a t-shirt?
I got two.
Oh, awesome. Does it have all the tour dates and everything on the back?
Oh, no. But Cinema has an album coming out.
Sweet.
It is coming out August 19th called A Night at the Fights. So get ready
Yay.
For that.
I heard they might be coming back.
To us.
Yeah, that's what they wanted.
They're coming back in the fall.
Sweet.
Awesome.
And it'll be on again. So.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Cinema. And, oh, Black Flag and Whore.
Actually,
they
changed the name Whore.
To Ho?
To the Royal We.
Really?
So really what it is, it's...
Because I was a huge Whore fan.
I
know. I know how I feel about the Royal We.
It was kind of amazing. It was Greg Ginn and a bunch of instruments. And so...
He played them all. It's like Fantasia.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he also played, what is the theremin.
Wow.
It is basically, you know what it is?
I have heard about this. It makes ghost sounds.
And basically, it's like this box that looks like an 80s cable box, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it has, you wave your hand over it. And
you
different
don't touch strings or anything. You
wave your hand over it. Some kind of image.
So like, like electrokinesthetic,
mm-hmm. something like that.
No idea.
I'm not sure what that's a word.
But it's the one that goes like, wow. That's my theremin. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you're not here. I did not actually bring a theremin into the room. That was me.
That was an amazing
sounding movie. Like a theremin. There is no theremin in the room.
You would. There is a theremin in the room.
It could be the Royal We too.
That's maybe at the beginning of Star Trek.
Actually the Royal We's first song on their album.
It is the beginning of Star Trek.
We Ghost.
Yeah. We Ghost.
Like that.
Yeah, that's
great.
So good at the beginning and the end of the show.
Yeah, I think we should, I love Big Rude Jake, but maybe we should just get a new, you could do
can
our new.
I play my theremin.
Yeah. It could be our new
opening
theme
song.
Nice.
I think we need to adopt that.
Let's think about it.
Right.
Maybe it's in intra segment music.
Sure.
Oh,
we need to introduce that, like they do here.
We have intra segment music. No reason. We just record a segment. I'm like, I'm putting it in.
There, throw it in.
All right. What else do you have?
While we're talking about events,
super
quick.
Something coming up.
Oh, yes. You want to throw in?
Yes.
Real quick, that ABC Gotham is having a pub quiz.
Finally.
Yeah. Jeez, yes. I know. It's been
last year,
forever.
Right?
Yes.
Back in 2010.
We wanted just the right location and plan and everything. And we've got it now. And it is going to be August 17th, which is a Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Cherry Tree Bar in Brooklyn.
Nice.
That's 65
4th Avenue.
We can provide a link if you would like, and we would love to see everyone there. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's no cover charge, no entry fee.
Yeah, we're going to have prizes. Mm-hmm. We're going to make some prizes that I promise will actually be good.
Should people listen to all the podcasts to prepare? Is that how
it would help?
Yeah,
yes.
we're going to have an easy, a medium, and a hard
rounds.
Like, teams?
We have a team of up to 6 people.
Okay.
Prizes for best name.
Prizes for whoever brings the most people.
Okay.
And there's a pizza restaurant right next door, kind of affiliated with the bar. We're going to have discounts on the beer and the pizza, and it's going to be so much fun. So I hope everyone can come.
I'm going. I put it on my calendar.
Yay!
So it's August 17th.
Yeah, August 17th.
Mm-hmm. I will be there, and I will be...
Bring 20 friends.
20 friends.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to give us a link for that, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That is very cool.
That's going to be fun.
That's awesome. All right. What do you have?
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
I shot my load when we started talking about Dating Naked.
I have tails.
Oh, you do? My favorite, so speaking of ghost noises, my favorite segment, I said it about every segment. One of my favorite segments of the segments we do is Tales from Der Campfire, where we find stories on the internet of fake lore, folklore, ghost stories,
myth,
tales of the paranormal, and we retell them here around the digital campfire. So everybody, gather around.
Gather around, listeners. Yes. Gather around. Okay, this one is called Seeing Dark Angel as a Child.
Okay.
This is by Rosemary Lynn May. A lot of names.
That's a lot.
Okay. When I was younger, I always told my friends that when I was little, I had...
Oh, Lord. We've gone back. It's like flashback. It's an asylum film.
When I was little, I had seen a dark figure in my room, and I had...
And I wasn't lying.
No, seriously. Yeah.
At that point, I was being honest with my friend.
Right. The dark figure never hurt me. Well, in parentheses, the figure had broad shoulders and was tall, so I assumed he was a man. Could have been a broad shoulder. Tall, he could have been...
could have been Hillary Swank.
Yeah. No.
Margaret Thatcher. It probably was Margaret Thatcher.
I think it probably was.
Iron Will.
Harbor Bush.
Yes. He was very conservative, politically and economically.
Any of the handsome ones.
Yeah.
He just stood there at the end of my bed. He didn't have a face. He was more like a thick shadow.
Once again, Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher.
All lies.
Yeah. He was
the
big.
Thick shadow.
She kept talking about the Falklands.
I vote for the thick shadow.
He was big, about 6'3", and he slouched.
Oh. He was trying to keep it small.
It's not Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah. She never slept.
No, she
could
never.
Be Julia
what
Child.
Was the handbag like?
Julia Child.
Well, he had wings, but they were folded up on his back. So I don't know how she saw.
That's why he stooped over. Those things are heavy.
They are a bitch.
Yeah.
You've seen Dominion.
He needs wing reduction surgery.
Augmentation.
Wing lift.
No problem.
Wing reduction. Lift and separate the wings.
For a long time, I thought it had been a dream, but it wasn't.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
About 2 years ago, I was talking to my mom about this.
Flash forward. Right? Who cares about time? Order.
I was talking to my mom about this man that she was friends with that we were living with for a while.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Tom.
Uncle Tom.
Mom's friend, Tom.
Tom that lived with us.
Yeah, for a while. You know, between things.
Between gigs.
Yeah.
We lived with him for 3 months, and he soon got sick and died. Anyway.
Was he wealthy? Are you now wealthy?
Is that Tom Ford?
Yeah. Is your mom tall? Does she have wings? They need a lift.
Anyway, my mom had been gone one morning, and when she came home, Tom was sitting at the table crying.
This person's addicted, I'm sorry, to the past perfect tense. Go ahead. Sorry.
So Tom is sitting at the table crying. She asked him what was wrong, and he told her that when I had come into his room and told him there was a man in my room who was completely black with black wings, at the time I was about 4 or 5 years old, he was terrified for me because I was so little to be seeing something like that. Mm-hmm. My mom took me to church and told our pastor about it. And he told
really?
Her,
okay, so hold on. When we were kids, we went to church. You went to church, too. If something weird happened and you told your parents, they were probably like, shush. Like, they were definitely not going
to
tell a member of the clergy.
Talking to the pastor.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, right? I don't know. I was raised Methodist.
Leave the pastor out of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
please.
Like, don't talk to pastors. Period.
And don't talk to anyone on the playground about this.
Yeah.
He told her that what I saw was a dark angel or the angel of death. And that he didn't hurt me because I was a child and an innocent soul.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Ooh. The pastor? That's what he comes up with?
Oh, she'll be fine.
She went back to his wine.
Until puberty.
Yes.
When she is no longer an innocent soul.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Once there's the breasts come, she's guilty.
When your red flower happens, party's over.
Forget it.
Yeah, she's doomed. She's doomed.
She's filthy and she's doomed.
Yeah.
It's true.
Okay. About a month or so after going to see the pastor and telling him what happened, he died, and then Tom died.
What?
Boom!
Tell no one.
Yeah.
Now I know what parents say. Don't tell
anyone. So then the angel shows up, and it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
this is your fault,
you know,
right?
Keep talking.
Yeah. You like your mom a lot?
Yeah.
Right? You like your mom?
Tell your best friend.
Why don't you tell them?
Yeah.
See what happens.
Tell little Elizabeth
tell
about
everyone
it.
You love.
Tell everyone.
I guess that was a sign that death was coming very soon, and it did. I wanted to share my story because...
It comes eventually.
It's true.
Sometimes you gotta wait. Sometimes you don't.
Is this like the Diary of a Young Serial Killer or something?
Oh, wow.
Right. Mysterious. Yes. Right.
People my third me. Husband also. Right. Was told
I
about
mean, when
the
I
angel.
Was six.
Yeah. Right. I want to share my story because I know there are people out there that this happens or happened to, or their children experience. It's real. I will never forget this. I believe in ghost spirits, but I am a strong believer in angels. Whether they're dark angels or guardian angels, they exist. And so I'm just like, you know, this sounds like a lot of subtext here for really what Tom was doing.
Yeah.
And you saw something in your room. Oh, it's a dark angel, quote-unquote. Mm-hmm. It's really Tom, and now he's caught.
Mm-hmm. And now he's gone.
Right, and the pastor, too.
Also caught. Busted. Yeah. Everybody.
All right.
I think it's so. I just happened to catch, because I was on my watching TV, because I had it.
Right.
Dominion. Have you guys seen
yeah.
this? Now, first of all, this is based on a very bad film, of the DVD of which I bought one day when I wasn't paying attention, starring Paul Bettany. It's called Priest. Oh. Have you seen this?
It's a movie?
It's a movie.
Oh, I
and they've made a TV
show. Is this the really old one?
It's a, no, it's maybe no, like five.
It's not that old.
7 years old.
And it looked, I never saw the movie because it looked awful.
It's awful.
I wanted to see it.
I have it on DVD. I will give it to you. Okay. You'll relieve me of the burden of Paul Bettany's sin.
Okay.
In this horrible film. So there's a new TV show called Dominion where basically everything is gone except for a couple of different cities. And because the God disappeared 25 years ago.
Oh.
And the angels are like, people did this. So they come down, wreak havoc on everybody. And there's nothing left but the city of Vega, a.k.a. Las Vegas. Yeah. And it's being run by some angels. And a couple of other cities are being run by angels.
Okay.
And then there's, like, bad angels out there. So
right.
it's like a war between the angels. Okay. And the angels apparently are running the ship like Nazis.
Wow.
Everybody has a number. Like
you, have a you have a cast.
You have a cast
that you're stuck in and you can't get
you can't
out of here.
And then they're hoping that God will come back. So apparently God was like, F this.
Well, yeah. God took all his Christian mingle money.
Yeah. $29 a month times 7 or 8 million
yeah.
adds up.
Yeah.
He's so like, there's honest. Another planet, a couple systems
yeah.
over. I'm just going to go hang
out. I had
there.
A couple things in the works. This was just one idea.
This one hasn't really been working out like I was thinking it would.
But it's terrible because inevitably all the angels do is like, well, fornicate.
Yeah.
As really,
they want to
people,
but they feel bad about it.
But they, and they do feel bad about it, and they're praying to a God that they know is like pissed off.
Wow,
which I find interesting. They're hoping that God will come back.
Wow,
so bizarre.
Why?
It's very. I don't know. This is what I'm saying.
Is it at least a pretty show? Like, is it high?
No, it's got like sci-fi
yeah.
quality. Like, it's on sci-fi
yeah.
channel.
So
even
sci-fi
the angels
quality.
Aren't like really
yeah.
amazing.
Most of the stuff is. I'm like, is that a bit of green screen thing?
I just watch it. I watch a lot of TV.
In the summer, I watch more.
I just watch it, and I'm like, I saw this season like 7 on Supernatural. Like,
yeah.
what?
It's very recycled.
It's something that like already happened.
I made it through 20 minutes of the pilot before I was like, and
oh, I watched the whole pilot.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You're
Kate
good.
Will give a show a chance.
Oh, here's
I
the thing.
Gave it a
what do you give it? The 3-episode rule? Do you watch 3 episodes?
I do.
In
I give it 3 episodes.
Okay.
But keep in mind, the pilot for this one is like an hour and a half.
It's long.
The pilot should be the cream of the crop. Like,
it
that's
should.
The best.
No.
That's
no,
what they show the network to get the show.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's all downhill from
it's,
there.
So by episode 3, 4,
I gave up.
Better?
I only gave it 2 episodes because the first one is so long. Mm. But I was like, I'll watch one. Like, it's going to go somewhere.
I didn't know if I was watching Dominion, Continuum, or Defiance. Like, I wasn't sure. They all kind of like bled
yeah.
together
yeah.
in a crappy sci-fi TV.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's
not very good.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. Don't watch. Or watch the first
watch it.
Hour and a half.
An hour and a half, yeah. And you decide it's bad.
And you're sick.
Like,
put
yeah.
it on the list. Mm.
Yeah.
Kathleen has a traction list for
oh, yeah.
one day when she's in traction.
If I'm ever in traction, I have nothing to do but watch.
Attractions
on
yes,
and movies and I've had this list for years and I've only had one person
so like The Wire's on it
right
and
so
really good stuff.
Breaking Bad is on my list if I just can't move
that's
exactly
mm-hmm.
and I have
list.
What 150 hours
yes
right.
yeah
of free time
yeah
and I want to learn about meth.
That's it.
That's
like,
it.
There might be some redeeming factor to the. All right, I'll watch it. And,
yeah.
And then when I broke my arm in January, I watched all of Veronica Mars and half of The Wire, and
wow.
I made a dent in the
wow.
traction list.
Nice. The Wire's all right. All right, what do you got?
Mm,
I see some information.
Yeah, I have Unpopular Science.
Sweet.
Okay.
Hit us with it. Unpopular Science is a segment that we do about technology. You guys have heard this segment before.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you introduce it?
Yeah.
You're professionals.
Now, this is not the robot apocalypse.
No.
This is a different segment.
No.
Yeah, of just bad science, and then we need to be aware of it so that we don't fall into the, well, it's science, it must be true.
Exactly. Trap. And here we have unpopular science and technology, and
this is called Move Over Siri. It's Jibbo, the robot.
Ew, that sounds pretty
Jibbo?
Or it's J-I-B-O, so I'm calling it Jibbo. Jibbo? Is it, maybe it's Jibbo.
It could be Hebo.
Hebo. From the French. Hebo. Hebo.
Okay, so are we going with Hebo?
I like Jibbo.
Yeah, probably Jibbo.
That's good, Jibbo.
Yeah. Okay. Someone's gonna write us and be like, "How dare you? My grandfather."
Although I'm
hearing
Jar Jar whenever you say Jibbo.
It's happening now, folks. Robots in the house.
It's happening.
Oh no!
Yes.
Robots in the hizzy.
Yeah, it's a smartphone or tablet featured high on your holiday list this year. How about a robot instead?
No.
And now, yeah.
How about it?
So the Personal Robots Group at MIT is launching a crowdfunding campaign that will let you buy exactly that.
So basically no one wants it, so they have to try to get to pay for it beforehand.
Wow. Yeah, it's the family robot.
No one had to pay for Furbies beforehand. There was no crowdfunding for that.
I know, right? No, yeah, right. There's no crowdfunding. Yeah. Right.
Yet it took
You've never seen a vibrator get like, you know what, I need funding first.
Because they know.
They know. It's going to fly off the shelf.
It's just going to go,
it'll buzz its way into your heart.
So what's up with Jibbo?
Okay, it's at $499, basically. It's intended to be so much more than a smartphone, because it's basically...
You look terrified.
This is the beginning. This is Skynet, you guys.
This is, it's almost like four... I saw the video. It's about maybe 2 feet tall, and...
So I could kick it.
It's making robots more social and interactive, and it can be an organizer, an education tool, and even assistant for elderly family members.
A 2 foot tall assistant?
Yeah.
You know, old people have trouble getting things down from shelves. Like,
it doesn't have any arms. It's basically like a cone that sits on the table, and then like an orb on top of it that's all attached, and then the face is like is a screen, and it has
that's not gonna freak old people out.
And blinds on the side, like a, you know, so it, you can look at it, and then it's like the giant eye, right?
Oh, no.
On the screen,
but
and then it can talk to you. So it's sitting there on the kitchen counter, and the mother is like doing the dishes or whatever she's doing.
He's like, "You look great today, Joe." Thank Jibbo. Wink with its gigantic fucking eye.
Yeah.
Like, nice work on the glassware there, yeah. Cheryl.
When he's like, suddenly
Ted's
he's
usually
like
on time.
Basically, he says, you know, Paul's gonna be just texted and said he's gonna be late.
Can't you check your phone?
Yeah.
Right. No, because I'm busy working on the dishware, right?
Yeah.
Because it's the 50s now that I have a robot.
And my hands are wet.
I have a robot, but I'm still fucking doing dishes.
Right. That's right. I want the robot to do the dishes.
I need a robot to do something other than sit on the table.
Like, sit there and be like, you're the text now. Uh-huh.
Bet you'd like to know what that text
you
is about.
You just burnt that roast. Just thought you'd like to know.
Just like, right. You know.
It's a saucy robot.
And so now somebody else
British
is
as well.
Insane. As a mom, I love the fact I can snap pictures. Finally, I'll be in some. So now this thing can take pictures.
Was that a problem in the past?
Oh, well, so moms
can't you just get
pictures,
a tripod?
Okay. I know, get a tripod. Yeah. Just like everybody else
you
does.
You know there's a timer
there's
on
a
your
timer.
Phone.
There's been a timer since like the 70s.
Yeah, and so and they're amazed to see the way small children can respond to robot interaction as opposed to a learning app, which they can tire of quickly. So then they cut to the child.
Kids like, love that shit.
Learning with this Jibbo in its face.
Your mother's a whore.
My mother's a whore. And but the child is like...
Oh...
The child is looking at this robot with like love and adoration, like like it's a living being. And
no one loves me like you, Jen.
Forget about those dolls. They don't know what I know.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like almost just the child. They're too young to understand that it's really not a living thing, and they're like, getting attached to this. I saw it. I saw it in the video.
Like, but it will never die.
Yeah. But
not
you
like
know what kids
grandma.
Do? Kids always break shit. That's the beauty of kids. Like, you know what I mean? Like, puppies, you know what I mean, have to run away from children.
Jibbo can't run.
But
run.
It is not.
Jibbo will fight
no,
back.
But Jibbo has, like, laser beams.
Yeah, right. Jibbo can't move, though. I think that's the thing. It doesn't have wheels or legs.
How is this a robot? In my mind, a robot has, it
walks
you know,
around.
Moves.
So yeah. Spin. So you can turn to you and you and you. Like, oh, what did you say, Kathleen? What was that about my eye?
Why would
a robot... Turn the dead eye away from me, Jibbo.
Why would a robot need to look? Yeah.
It does. Yeah. It's just for you.
We need to know it's looking at.
I get it. Hey, I got your picture now.
It's cold.
Click.
Yeah. I saw that. Keep at it.
So, like, while you're having an affair with the mailman, it's like recording, and then it's like, oh yeah, and your husband comes home and it just plays it on the screen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Richard, you might be interested in this. From
she doesn't love you like I do.
The problem is with all of these robots is that we're working on the assumption that the people who create them are crazy and maladjusted, which they are. This is the problem. This is why more women, you know, more minority, like all different kinds of people need to go into robotics.
It's
so
we can
stop having these evil cone knockers on my counter every time I turn around telling me someone called.
Who has all that counter
space?
Well,
have you seen these, like... Not,
not you.
Have you seen these new sex robots that came out?
There's new sex robots. What was wrong with just people?
You know? Well, they're like, you know, the super realistic dolls that you buy, but they're making them now that can move.
Oh, and then, like a dancer, right?
Yeah,
like a tiny dancer.
No, they're like
a
life
private
size
dancer.
Yeah.
A dancer for money.
Yeah.
Oh God. Get your bitcoins out, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Ew. So, like, its arms and legs? Like, it's not walking around.
And it blinks and, like, moves its head. And it's, like, it's very...
So they don't want them just to lay there motionless like a regular woman?
Well, no, because eventually it'll get up and do
disapproving.
Dishes.
Yeah.
Not fair.
That was great.
Not fair.
It was huge.
Yeah. It blew me away, baby.
Oh, that's terrible. That doesn't... It. For $500, no. I mean, what does it do? I could probably, for $500, there's probably someone who will come to my house.
$500, I'll come to your house.
Yeah.
Sit on your counter.
Will you sit on the counter and tell me my roast is overcooked?
Yeah.
And my husband's cheating on me and that I'm a whore?
Yeah, I will. And I'll teach your kids.
To turn against
$500 a day, though.
And I'll do the vacuuming.
It's Windows, you know what? It's a non-threatening transition piece for the real thing that they have behind door number two.
Yeah. I think they should just come out with the gun phallus weird thing that cuts. Like the robot of the future.
Did you guys see Robot and Frank?
No.
That movie? Okay, it's good.
It's about an older gentleman who has a caretaker robot.
Yeah, so it's, what's his name? Who we think should play Robert Moses? Frank Langella.
Okay.
Yeah. Who should play Robert Moses
Robert
in the movie.
Yeah.
An evil Robert.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he has a household helper robot, and it's great, and it helps him, and it cooks healthy food, and it makes him go for walks for a half hour every day, and that is the good kind of robot to have. But I recommend the movie. It's very good.
No problem.
I recommend everyone should see it. It's the benign future
the
of
benign
robots
future.
Taking over. Yeah.
I just don't think that's how it's going to be. We did all robots, and they're already, like... working right now. Google's trying to do like a personal robot thing as well, and they show the things it can do, and once again it's like walking upstairs. I don't need somebody to walk upstairs.
You will when you're an old lady.
I do need somebody to, you know, put a cap in my neighbor's ass. Things that it's like putting together, turning off a valve. There's not a valve anywhere in my apartment.
I would like a breakdancing robot. I think that would be a lot of fun, and I don't think that's too much to ask.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Robotics engineers
get on
that.
That's
like
they
the
have
things.
No rhythm, so that's not gonna happen.
They can build.
They have no soul.
It's a program.
Like I keep thinking that a robot can only do one thing. So it's like me too. Break dancing
coffee.
With coffee robots. I keep forgetting you can do
Roomba.
Yeah, break dancing.
That's a robot that can just do a perm on you real fast. One thing at a time.
I can do a blowout every morning. Yeah.
See, that would sell.
Mm-hmm.
If a robot would blow out my hair every morning, I might pay $500 for that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But this thing sitting on my counter telling me what I don't
think so. What's the movie with where he has the thing he talks to and it sits in his pocket and Scarlett Johansson's voice and she's
her. I didn't see
her.
That.
Oh.
Yeah. Was that good?
I haven't seen
it. I haven't seen it.
It seems sad.
It seems sad, but it's, you know, it's the robot of the future.
It was up for Best Picture, right?
It
was really, some people liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like to talk to people during the day on a device. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. So is there anything else you want to bring? Because
we're out of time. I can't believe it went by like a blink.
It's insane.
Thank you so much for coming in. Tell everybody where you can be found. Tell us.
So you can find us. We're on iTunes. You can also find us at abcgotham.podbean.com. We have a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll do Twitter. Who knows?
We'll send you guys a link. So there's probably a link on the page right down there. And
definitely. Yeah. If you're on Facebook, go ahead, like them, and you'll be up to date with everything, and definitely go to the August 17th trivia event.
Yeah. And download their podcast. Their podcasts are evergreen. Timeless information about New York City.
Yeah, we go back and re-listen to them.
Especially with Contagion.
Yeah, that's great.
You like diseases.
Season 1, letter C, Contagion.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks!
A friend of mine actually misheard the title once. He thought it was Robot Anne Frank. And he really likes The Diary of Anne Frank, and he's like, we gotta go see this movie.
Jesus.
It is not Robot Anne Frank.
Robot Anne Frank?
It is Robot Anne.
That would be.
Probably already happened.
Yeah.
I'm sure. There's Anne Frank everything.
She would have won the war.
Yeah, she would have. Robot Anne Frank.
Different ending.
That's it.
Wow.